I'm James Walborn from His Lordship, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast. Yeah, yeah!
To be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room to promote the album Bored Animals, the new release from his band, His Lordship. Please welcome guitarist, singer, and songwriter, James Walborn. Hello, James.
Hello, Pat. How you doing?
I am doing great. Now, let my listeners know, who is your partner in crime in His Lordship?
My partner in crime is a guy called Chris Sonny. He's from Copenhagen in Denmark, and he is a drummer, and a very good one at that.
So now, on the album, it's just you two guys.
Yeah. We recorded this last record. It's just me and him singing and playing everything. Yeah, we just went in and did it like that.
And then when we see live shows, will it be more than just two people on stage?
Yes, it's augmented with a guy called Dave Page, who's a great musician in his own right. He can play anything, but he plays bass in this band and sings like a bird.
All right. Very nice. That's the
damaged bird.
That's the kind of guy you want supporting the band. Before we get too far in, I want to let people know to find out everything about His Lordship, go to hislordship.net or on Facebook. It's His Lordship UK or on Instagram @_His_Lordship_. Okay. So the album is out right now. You guys are getting rave reviews from all over the place. Mojo magazine, Uncut, Classic Rocka magazine recorded it a 9 out of 10. That must feel good. You go in and you do some music and you're just hoping people listen and then you get accolades.
I really don't know what it's all about anymore, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it's great that happened. You just don't know whether they'll listen or not even bother these days. So that was lovely to get that feedback. Not that it's really ever stopped us before doing anything, you know, but we really did our own thing this time and sort of hunkered down in, like, you know, as a bunker mentality of music. So it's good that people got it, because we thought, because it is a lot different to our first, well, it's slightly different to our first record. It's a lot more intense and distorted and manic, I would say. Well, maybe not manic, but it's a lot more distorted and screwed up sounding. So I was pleased that people cottoned on to that and enjoyed it, because who knows where, you know, I'm sure we've lost a few fans along the way, but there you go.
How long does it take to record an album like Bored Animals? Because it sounds so ferocious. It sounds like you just go in and bang it out in a day. I know that's not true, but how long did it take to actually record it?
It took us 2 weeks.
Okay.
But we hadn't written everything. So we actually wrote, because we'd been so busy. I mean, I'd been really busy with Pretenders. We'd been touring a lot the last few years. So I was trying to writing all these songs and everything. And we got to the studio and I thought I'd written them all, but it turned out, you know, when you get into it and start delving into the songs and hearing them, it's like, they're not, we need to change them. So they did change quite a lot in the studio, about four songs. We went through six songs real fast. I thought, this is going to take us like 3 days. This is amazing. So I got thought, I'll go back. I think I can catch the football. I think I can catch the last game of the season. You know, but then very quickly it went the other way. It was a bit of a battle, but a good one.
All right. Well, you did it and it worked. And the album it's fantastic. I love an album that you just drop the digital needle on. And before I know it, it's done. And I'm listening again.
It's, yeah, like, I mean, I'm not sure whether that's a conscious thing or not to make the songs so short. I mean, it's just how we work, really. We spend, even though they might sound throwaway, we spend a hell of a lot of time overall getting the ideas and, right, and whittling the song down to what we think it is, its core essence, and hopefully there's no fluff. But in doing that, you're left with like, wow, this is really short. I mean, people now are used to listening, you know, standing up at gigs for 5 hours and watching, you know, just thinking, are they going to feel shortchanged or not? But a lot of my favorite records are that long. So
right.
I'm old school in that regard. Short rock and roll shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't have to ponder on it for that bloody long. They're short songs.
Well, look, Hate for Sale, Pretenders album from 2020, that's only 30 minutes long.
Is it?
It is, really? Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
So there you go.
My fault then.
Yeah, it's all on you. James, the writing process, how does it differ when you're writing with Chrissy and when you're writing with Chris?
Well, how does it differ? Me and Chrissy would send me lyrics. That's how we write. She sends me emails, you know, constantly with lyrics. So I've got a folder of, I don't know, up here, there's hundreds of lyrics from Chrissy, you know. So what I would do there is, if I felt like it, I'd come down. If I felt in the mood to write, I'd come down, go through them. And usually with Chrissy's lyrics, and it doesn't happen with anyone else, they jump off the page at me, and then I'd start humming something, and then they'd get written fairly quickly. The first idea would be fairly quick, you know, from the page to the studio or whatever you want to call it. I'd go meet up with Chrissy, and we'd work on them a little bit and do that. But mostly they're quite, her lyrics are so great. They were, we're pretty fast. So, you know, I mean, some songs take longer than others, but I like working like that. With His Lordship, it seems that the best way of doing it, or that we've had most success, is that Chris goes and plays drums and just records them on his, he plays like some kind of beat and sings them to me on his phone, or I don't know how he records them, on his computer from his laptop. He just goes and crashes them. I put them into my computer, then I sort of just jam along with them. Okay. And that's how we kind of write. So I write the lyrics and the melodies mostly. I mean, Chris has some ideas about that too. But it's very much a songwriting partnership. I could not do it without the drum beat, because his drums change the way that his drumming changed the way I've thought about the drums in a band. I was quite dismissive perhaps before. Now I'm very, you know, I think that it really changes the song if you get them right.
Yeah, the drummer never gets credit with songwriting stuff. It's always a singer, guitarist, that kind of thing.
True, but I mean, he transforms the songs with what he puts down. I've always been kind of amazed. It's opened my mind a little bit to all that stuff. You know, you can get set in your ways. You know, when I started writing, I was just always writing on an acoustic guitar. You know, and suddenly it's whatever I can get my hands on now. It's quite. Yeah, it's broadened my horizons.
That's cool. I mean, I'm a big fan of drummers. Whenever I go see a show, that's where my eye goes first. I'm like, who's watching that drummer do his thing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
More promotion. The new album, Bored Animals, is out right now on all formats, including vinyl. 11 songs, 31 minutes, just down and dirty, pure rock and roll. If you like it hard and fast, you're going to love it. Also, shows coming up. You guys, now you have two shows in St. Louis?
That's right.
In September. Now, will these be your only U.S. appearances for the year?
For the year, yes.
Okay.
For the year, yes. I'm, as his lordship, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to be, but we're coming back next year. Plans are afoot already. We're just... nailing them down. But as his lordship, yeah, we're doing is it only two? It is, I guess.
It could be more, but what I have down is September 27th and 28th.
It's because we had a festival. We've got Evolution Fest, and we're doing like a His Lordship and Friends show before that, which has got some amazing guests coming on. It's gonna be a big, big show actually. It's who have we got there? I'm gonna look it up there. We got Brian Henneman from the Bottle Rockets. He's going to get up and do some songs. Trackstar, the DJ. And there's loads of people that I can't really say either.
Okay.
Because it might be too much, but you know.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah.
Bored Animals is the album. Track 10, there's a video out right now for this one, I Fly Planes Into Hurricanes.
Yeah. Ready? Go! Come here, the lifetime!
Where did this song come from? What were you feeling when you guys wrote this?
Where did that come from? That was one of the ones that took a while to crack because I was just wanted it to be a real fast rock and roll, just burned right through. What's it about? I'm not going to say what it's about because it's a little bit too close. It's about someone who keeps screwing up all the time.
Yeah, for me, I was like, I wasn't sure if it's about feeling invincible or having a death wish. Like, I'm not sure which. Both.
It's okay. Kind of both, I would say. I think the two things go hand in hand. I think feeling invincible and then realizing you're not invincible. But there were several. We really tried for this one to get it to move. And then, you know, it's not very long, again. But no. There's like a Beach Boys bit in the middle where it goes briefly to a sort of a Beach Boys thing, but it's a really difficult one to play live. I was amazed when we played it live because it nearly took my head off, quite honestly. It's like, geez, that's it's an intense 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, the thing I like about your band in this album is, like, I was telling someone about this record and they're like, what kind of music is it? And I'm like, Well, I mean, it's maybe a little rockabilly. It's punk. It's 50. And then I just had to say, you just have to listen to it, because I can't put it in a category.
That's good. That's what we want.
Right.
You know, at the core of it, the essence of it is it's a rock band, which is, you know, but that's not good enough, is it really?
No. People want to know, well, what exactly is it?
Yeah. And you try to be your own thing. And hopefully that's what, you know, me and Chris have got strong identities, really. And we just, especially this album was more of just me and Chris than the first one. So we're going in that direction of it being more, I wouldn't say odd. I don't think we're odd, but maybe we are. I don't know. But, you know, it's just we're going. It's a very sort of personal thing, I think, the sound of it.
Odd.
We don't try to be anyone.
No. Yeah, odd sounds negative. Maybe original. Yeah. Let's say original.
Sure, original. Yeah. I was just going back. People called me odd in the past, but I said, I don't think so. I think you're the odd one.
Now, the first thing you guys released, 2022, Play Rock and Roll, that was an EP. That's just cover songs. Well, I'm just out of school. I'm a real, real cool. I got the jump, I got the top, I got the message of my life. I'm a wild one. Come on, baby, I'm a wild one. I gotta keep on shaking, gotta keep moving, baby. Don't you have my style? I'm a real watcher.
That's how we started.
Yeah.
Started as a cover band because we were just bored. We didn't have any, there were no tours on the horizon or anything. And it was like, man, I've got to play because I'm going to go under. So I spoke to the landlord of my local pub up in Highgate, a great pub called the Boogaloo, which is where I met Shane McGowan years ago and lots of people up there. It's in fact where I met Martin Chambers from the Pretenders. It's become this an amazing sort of hub of a place. Also made me quit drinking as well, so I don't know what you want to take from that. But it was been, so anyway, we played there every Sunday for a few months and just played covers. And then we started getting loads of people started coming. It started to get really busy every week, and we'd have one week we had Glenn Matlock and Paul Cook and Chrissy, you know, and Slim Jim Phantom up there at the same time. And it was all like this a strange Sunday afternoon in a British pub filled with, I thought, I think we're doing something right. We've got to be doing something right. But it got to the point where we got bored of playing covers and wanted to write our own stuff because that's what we do.
Right.
I'm thinking, actually, this has got legs. We could actually... this is great. And so we started writing, and then our first, so the His Lordship Plays Rock and Roll Volume 1 came in while we were recording our first record. We had about an hour of studio time left, and these two guys who these two filmmakers were there, and we said just roll the tape and we'll just do, I don't know how many, 8 rock and roll songs.
Yeah.
And that's all that is. It was a live one take thing.
Yeah, it's great. And one of the songs that's a standout track on that album is Say Mama. I just love that.
Oh, yeah.
You guys you killed it.
Stuff's great. That you can't, you know, that stuff is just timeless, really. Say Mama, can I go out tonight?
I don't want to get into drama. I don't like doing that. But you did bring up Martin Chambers. And I was curious. I saw you guys on the last tour and the most recent Pretenders album, Relentless. Where is Martin?
Mark's at home in Hereford. He's got a lot going on with his barn. You know, I spoke to him. I spoke to him a couple of months ago. He's doing great. It's his birthday soon. I'm not going to be there, unfortunately, but I was, you know, but yeah, he's doing well. He's doing all right.
But in regard to Pretenders activity, he's not there right now.
He hasn't been in the last couple of years. No. He's taking some time, but he's always the Pretenders drummer, you know?
Yeah. Never say never.
It's Martin. You know, yeah. I love it.
And I did see you, in LA with the Relentless tour, and man, you guys just fucking killed it as always. I can never say enough good things about Chrissy Hynde. She sounds amazing every time I see her. Like, she doesn't miss a beat.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, she's getting better and better.
I don't even know how that could be, but it's true. It's true. All right. The 2024 album, His Lordship, this one kicks off so strong with that track all cranked up. I mean, if you need a song to get you hyped up for anything, going to the gym, watching your favorite sports team, whatever it is, mowing the lawn, whatever you need hyped up for, All Cranked Up is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good one. That was like the first original song we recorded. That's like, it's kind of details the band. That was the first song we ever recorded. And so it's the first track you hear. And there you go. It's all downhill from there.
No, I don't know about that. But
your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
I do want to tell people, now, the proper tour for you guys begins on November 6th at the Bongo Club in Edinburgh, and then you guys will be doing dates through the UK until November 21st is what I have.
Yeah, we've got about 12 gigs in England at the end of the year to promote the record. But yeah, that's it. But it's going to be a busy year next year.
And how many songs will you guys play in the set list, and how long is your set going to be? Because if you play like this, it's going to be like Ramones. It's going to be like 30 songs in 46 minutes.
It's about, I think the two albums are about an hour.
Yeah.
But we might throw in some other ones, but it is like that. There's a lot in it. There's a lot in like an hour, 15 minutes. But it's about an hour, 15 minutes, I would say.
I got to assume you guys are sweaty after that set.
It's hard. I mean, when we first did it, we were drinking a can of Red Bull before we went on, which let me tell you, not a good idea. We thought it was, but then we stopped that, and things got a lot better. But very sweaty. Yeah, it's knackering. We give it 100%. You know, there's no, we don't ever, you can't really give a bad performance on that, I don't think, or a lackluster performance, because the songs don't allow it. You might as well not do it.
And are you gonna wear the black suits on stage? Is that the stage every outfit? Every time.
Lovely. We have other suits as well. We played with the Hives at the 930 Club last year, and we wore some yellow suits, but we've still got them. But they don't. Dave's pants don't fit, but we make him wear them anyway.
I saw Chrissy do a solo show in London when her Stockholm album came out. It was it might have been a one-off at the time. I believe you were on stage for that one in a blue suit, and you looked.
Was I?
I think it was you.
I think I remember that. Was that at Coco? Was it a place called Coco in London?
Maybe, yeah.
One gig here in London. And Chris was on drums as well.
Oh, so I did not know that. Okay, I got to go back and check the video.
That's how I met him.
Oh, cool.
Don't be made that forever, forever, forever.
Okay, born in Muswell Hill.
Yes.
What significance, if any, does the Kinks music play in you wanting to be a musician?
It didn't play much in me wanting to be one, but they are, you know, one of my top three bands ever. I mean, I played with Ray for a while there as well, so I got to know him. Which is great. That was fantastic. His songs are kind of probably my favorite of anyone's, you know. So just to know him is an honor, really. What can I say about the Kinks? What can you say about the Kinks? They're just one of the best bands that there's ever been.
Yeah.
No, I mean, for me, they also taught me later on in life how to write about your, I felt like I could write about me in my own accent and stuff. That really was brought home to me about how he wrote about the mundanity of, you know, say life in Muswell Hill or in London, and that really, that's what his lordship has taken from the King. The Kinks are always, like, you know, up there for us, but writing about London and everything in a through a lens of a sort of American music but English. Yeah. I love that. That's great to me, and that works. That's how I can do it. I can't write about, I've said this many times, it's hard for me to write about a Cadillac or something, you know, but I can possibly write about a mini Metro.
Yeah, I mean, Ray would just write about having a cup of tea, and that would be enough.
Exactly.
And I also like that Ray was not afraid to lean in and sing in the Cockney accent if you wanted to.
Yep.
When people say, who do I like better, the Beatles or the Stones, I say the Kinks. So
the Kinks are my go-to 60s English band. I just, there's something magical with it. Not, I mean, they're all magical bands, but I think coming from Muswell Hill as well, I know, I feel like I belong in the Kinks camp.
Yeah, this is about 7 or 8 years ago. My wife and I were in London and she goes, what do you want to do while we're here? And I said, well, I want to do a mini Kinks tour. I want to see Conk Studios and I want to see their boyhood home. And what is it called? Criswell Arms or whatever the bar. I want to see all that stuff. And that's what we did. And that
which
was
you can cool. do in, because it's only like it's right. They're all it's all in the same area still.
All right there. Yeah, it's fantastic.
My school was just behind that road, so it's all they went. We went to the same school and everything. Obviously, you know, many years apart, but it's an interesting place, Muswell Hill. A lot of stuff happens. Like opposite the Kink, where the Kinks grew up, the house there. There's the Fairport House, which is where Fairport Convention.
Oh, cool!
Lived and played, and that was my old doctor's surgery when I was a kid. And my father-in-law's Richard Thompson, so he obviously did. It's a strange sort of coincidence. Everything, you know, in Muswell Hill.
I'm jumping around a little bit, but since you brought up Richard Thompson, you have yet another band that you're in called The Rails with your wife. Yeah. Am I saying it correctly, Cammy?
That's correct. Yep.
And will The Rails be active again anytime soon?
We want to do something. We will do something soon. I mean, we had three albums out.
Yeah.
I would say perhaps we needed to take some time off being in a band together in order for us to keep living together. But the last album we had was
2019.
6 years ago. Yeah. So we don't sing together much anymore, but we would love to, I think, you know.
Well, Cammy has a beautiful voice.
She's got a great voice.
That album, that album kicks off with Call Me When It All Goes Wrong. I love that song. I can listen to that on a loop nonstop.
Oh, great. A fan of The Rails. That's nice to hear.
Yes, so good. I love the song titles that you guys come up with on Bored Animals, because you just read through them without listening. You're just like, what is this about? You know, what's Derek E. Fudge? What does that mean?
You'd have to tell me what that's about. I don't know what that one's about. That's not one of mine, but it's a good...
with a screwdriver. I'll sing it.
Derek E. Fudge. Derek E. Fudge. Here at the state of Minnesota with another.
And then this... Then track two, and I'm going to butcher the name, I'm sure. Marc-André
Leclerc. Yeah.
I had to look him up.
I wanna
Why did you guys write a song about this gentleman?
Well, me and Chris were after rehearsal or something, we were watching, we watched a film about him together at home, and I just thought he was an amazing guy. And that's all. I mean, that's where the Kinks thing comes in, really, because I thought, you know, Ray would do stuff like that. And I found the guy fascinating, this climber who just really just went for it each time. And I thought it lent itself to a rock and roll song. You know, that guy, he did an awful lot. I mean, climbing this mountain, free climber and everything. And you're sort of sat there in your pants watching him on TV. You think, man, I'd like to be like that. But he had an untimely end, unfortunately. But
I mean, a song like I Fly Planes Into Hurricanes could almost be about free climbers, because to me, that is just, you're really going for it there.
Maybe it's just I think that that's kind of, if there's something free climbing and rock and roll that should be intertwined.
Yeah.
I think it should be that reckless abandon. If it's not, it's not really rock and roll, is it? If you can't fuck up or there'd be a massive mistake. I mean, we can often fall apart mid-song and then come back. You know, that's the beauty of it. That's what I love about rock and roll.
I feel with Bored Animals, when you guys listen back to the mix, you're not too precious about it. You're not like, oh, that wasn't quite right. Are you like guys that will just leave it in? It works.
Well, we it's hard as a musician to do that.
Yes.
So, because you're always, you know, we've been around a bit, and there's hearing yourself make a mistake is difficult. But with this band, it's for the good of the band and for the good of the music. So you just let it go, and it's a tough one. So you got to go, no, you just have to leave that. That's good, because, you know, it's live, pretty much. We record it as me and Chris in the studio. We set up me facing the drums, and we play, and then we'd add a bass on later. But we keep it as a take. So it's all there. So it's kind of live. It's live, really. And then sometimes one of you screws up, but there you go.
And are you handling bass duties when the bass goes in later?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I handle the bass, and I do the main vocals, but Chris does a lot of the harmonies and stuff. It kind of works well because he's got this Danish voice over an English voice. So sometimes it comes out very odd, very strange sound, which I love.
Yeah, it also works. It just makes this a unique listening experience.
Yeah, it's a European, clusterfuck.
The 2024 self-titled His Lordship album also has a great video for the song Joy Boy. You guys look like you're just having a blast in that video.
Yeah, we just went to a local park and just went. We dressed up in our suits, went to a local playground, which I wouldn't advise doing. Really, we'd get some weird looks. But we sort of were filmed going up and down the swings of the slide and the swings. And there's not much to say about that. We just sort of got off for an hour and filmed it. And then, you know, these videos can be a laborious. They're not much fun to do. As Noel Gallagher says, he can think the most overrated thing in the world is the rock video, and I agree with him. But we try to at least have a laugh when we were doing it.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are just doing it like Renegade style. Like, I don't know if you guys had a film crew and pulled permits, or if you guys just went for it.
We just went for it, and our manager's son, Spencer, filmed us just doing it. We made it up on the spot. As you can tell, our acting's not exactly.
You brought up Oasis. Will you be checking them out on this tour?
We went. Yeah, I did. Me and Chrissy went to see him with Johnny Marr. Whenever it was, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago now, at Wembley Stadium. Yeah, we had a great time. It was brilliant.
Oh, I bet it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be a great hang with Johnny Marr. My God.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
Again, everybody, the album is Bored Animals. You will listen to it.
Animal. Singular. Just one, yeah. Just
well,
one.
Now I fucked that up the whole time. Thank you for correcting me.
Sorry.
No, it's good. I should know that. Bored Animal.
It could be Animals. That's fine.
It's Bored Animal. And now now you've ruined my day, James. Bored Animal. You will not be bored listening to this album at all.
Reese, I think it's Bored Animal. Now you put me...
Well, no, I mean, look, it's one or the other. Just know his lordship and Bored is in the title. You'll find
it.
You know, stream it if you want to, but I say buy it, and you can go on the website and you can get copies that have an autographed photo in it. So
it's available in the States, so you don't have to pay any shipping, and which is just as well, because nobody seems to be shipping over to you guys from today's. I just read, so it's all there in the States, so it's cheap.
Yeah, track 8, Weirdo in the Park. I love that song. That could be about the guys in the Joy Boy video, I guess.
You know what? It actually can be. I really, because that was the very park I was talking about in the in that song. You know, you go over there. There's just weirdos in parks. It's just all there is to it. Yeah. All it is. There's nothing more to it than that.
The episode today is about his lordship, but I do want to say that James also has an album out with Pretenders right now. It's a live album called Kick 'Em Where It Hurts, and it is it's fantastic, recorded on this past tour for Relentless album, and it's just such a great live album. You guys are killing it.
Oh, nice one. I haven't listened to all of it. I mean, they just sent me a copy last week, so I've got it here. It looks great. The album looks great. And we spent a lot of time mixing it and getting it right. But I think this is a good cross-section of songs that aren't your usual Pretenders songs. Right. You know, we wanted to avoid putting all the hits on it.
Yeah, because there's live versions of the hits out there. So, yeah, why not do something, you know, for the diehard fans and for new people, too. They can enjoy it.
Hush, little darling, go to sleep. Look out the window, count the sheep. Earth on the hillsides and the fields of wheat. Across America, as we cross America.
You go. you've been in Pretenders now for
a while.
Is it 15 years?
It's longer because it's 2020. I think it's about 17 years now.
Yeah.
That crept up.
1, 2, 3.
And were you a fan of James Honeyman Scott?
Be honest with you, really honest with you, I'd never really played the Pretenders much before. I didn't really know about them. I mean, I knew the band, but I never I knew of them and knew some of the songs, but I never listened to them before I joined, really. I mean, you know, there's so many bands, even now I haven't heard that I should have heard, so it's not... it's not uncommon, but yeah, I mean, what was great about it was discovering James Honeyman Scott.
Yeah.
Cause that was a real, I thought, it's serious. You know, he's a serious guitar player and a great, that's one of the things I really enjoyed was learning his stuff. Cause it is kind of how I approach songs. It's the guitar part to suit the song and not, you know, a sort of guitar wank-off thing, you know what I mean? So he spoke to me. And it's been one of the great things, being able to play his stuff every night.
Bore me to death. You've made a desperate bit of appeal. Now save your breath.
I love you in the band because when I see you live and I hear you on like this live album, you pay homage to the previous guitarist, but you totally make it your own. Like it's all James Walborn.
Funny thing is that when I first joined, Christy said to me, I don't want you to just play what's on the record. And I thought, oh, thank fuck for that, because I can't. That's not that, but I can't remember. I would never do that anyway. I'm the wrong guy if you want me to play the same thing every night. That's just not the way I am. So I was relieved when she said that. And she's just let me have free rein. I've never been in a band with anybody, any other singer, who would let me just do my own thing constantly. But she knows it. I mean, I'm a safe pair of hands. I'll get the bits what matter in. You know, obviously you can't start playing something odd over Back on the Chain Gang But I will. I think everyone should. That breathes new life into a band, and so what keeps it going. And that's what she wanted. And thankfully, I was the right person for that job.
Back on the train.
When I see you guys live and you're cutting loose on your guitar, then I look at Chrissy and she has the biggest grin on her face, always watching you play guitar. And I'm like, oh, this is her guy for the rest.
I landed on my feet meeting her. And she's been a great friend, a great pal, first and foremost, really.
Well, yeah, I just love it. Again, the album is called Bored Animal. The band is His Lordship. How did you guys come up with that band name?
That band name, it was a joke between me and Chris for a long time. We had played some thing with Chrissy, actually. It was called Glorious Goodwood, and it's a car event, like a vintage car event in some manor in England somewhere. And it just doesn't sound funny now telling you about it. But anyway, it came from that and the Lordship's manner and everything. We called each other His Lordship for a long while. And then we were in the studio cutting, of all things, all cranked up. We just couldn't get it right. We're going, His Lordship, why don't you try this, His Lordship? And we were trying to find a name for the band at this point as well. And we thought, that's it. That's the name. And then it stuck. And so here we are now to this very day, stuck with the fucking thing. And
I love it.
No, it's still, it makes us laugh.
It's like a cocky joke, but you gotta get the joke. I did take a peek. It is Bored Animal.
Yeah. No, I know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to keep
English thing.
I appreciate the correction. Seriously, I do. I was so worried about mispronouncing your last name that I got the album name wrong, but so be it. It's all good. Everybody, go buy Bored Animal. If you have a chance to go see them, if you're lucky enough and they're playing in the UK, go see them. I hope I get a chance to see you guys in 2026. And with that,
you will.
I want to ask you, James, all the songs on the album, and there are 12. What song would you like me to use as our play out song for this episode?
Why don't you play I Fly Planes Into Hurricanes?
Perfect. I can't think of a better one to do. James, continued success. Have a great day. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ready? Go! Come here, the lifetime!
James.
Hey man, I was on some weird Microsoft thing then.
No worries.
I was sat there for like the last 10 minutes going, this is flipping weird. What's the why was I on Microsoft Teams? I must have just pressed the wrong thing. That's very odd. Anyway.
Totally cool.
Computers aren't my friend.
Okay. Hey, James, tell me the correct pronunciation of your last name.
Walborn.
Walborn.
Walborn, yeah. Walborn.
Okay, I only need to say it once and then you'll just be James, but fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Like a wall that's been born.
A wall that's been born. Okay, perfect.